My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm concerned about the lack of reps for Russ in the first team offense.
I'm not.
Mike Tomlin, not concerned about Russ not getting a ton of reps with the first team offense as he's been nursing and they've been careful with him with that calf injury. Mike Tomlin said that Russ is number one quarterback on the depth chart. He said the whole time that Russ is in pole position, but what do we know? We know that Justin Fields is going to start the game tomorrow night. I think that's a good thing for the Steelers. They want to continue to get a look at Justin Fields. They obviously feel confident in what Russ can bring them if he does come back. When, I should say, he comes back healthy. What I'm wondering is just how much stock Mike Tomlin can put into what Fields has done. Just how much stock Mike Tomlin will put into a good performance, if there is one, from Justin Fields in this, in any preseason game. And why he would have his mind totally made up at any point. Why would you not just keep an open mind about the quarterback position? By the way, Pat Bostic's supposed to be here.
Right.
And I wonder what would happen if he were late like this. He's late every time he joins us, and we love Pat. If he were late every time like this at Pitt, you think Heather Lake fires his ass?
Probably.
I mean, what are we doing here, Pat? Pat was supposed to come on from 7 until 10. And he said, no, I'll go 7 to 9. And then he's like, no, sorry, I can only do 8 into 9. And then now he's not even here, and it's 8:04. And so what is he going to do? 8:05 until 9 o'clock?
Yep.
Or we might not have Pat Bostic at all.
Or we might not have him at all.
I did that in reverse. I should have said all those things about Pat and then talked about Russ and then thrown that to you. Do you remember what I said about Russ?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that this is a situation where Mike Tomlin doesn't want to get himself into a situation that he was in last year. And where Mike Tomlin knows himself very well and where he should know himself very well is that he had Ben Roethlisberger for a majority of his career as a head coach. Mike Tomlin didn't have to worry about the quarterback position. He didn't have to develop the quarterback position. He didn't have to, hold the quarterback's hand. And I think with Russ, he's not going to have to do that. And that's where he's comfortable at right now. I think the whole evaluation with Justin Fields is for the future. And I think that one more year, with Mike Tomlin and having a legit veteran quarterback while alongside evaluating your future quarterback, I think that he knows that he needs that because he needs to win now, but also needs a plan for the future. And he hasn't really had that experience. He's had it for 2 years with Kenny,
right,
or a year and a half with Kenny, and it didn't work well. I don't think he wants to go that route right now. Right now he has to get his feet back on the ground. And that's what Russ can bring to the table for him this year.
That's well said, and I've said all along, I think Russ is going to give the Steelers a really good chance to win, and particularly early, I think he'd give them the better chance to win. I've also said I think Justin Fields gives them a higher ceiling if he were to find himself because of some of the things he can do, all the things that he can do athletically. One thing I will say about this whole quarterback situation is I don't trust Mike Tomlin to necessarily do the right thing. Now, I don't know what the right thing is, but I think he butchered the Kenny Pickett era. Just totally butchered it from start until finish. Clearly, last year the best quarterback was Mason Rudolph. Like, without question. So I'm not saying that Mason should have started over Kenny, but he damn sure hell should have been in there over Mitch Trubisky. How do you not see that that guy's clearly better after having a year plus, 2 years of evaluation of Mitch Trubisky? They should never have brought Mitch in the first place. They should have let Kenny have more reps with the ones in the first place. They never should have put Kenny in the Jets game. So I don't know what ultimately will lead the Steelers to winning the most games this year. That it's my job to give opinion on that. It's not my job to make that happen. It's Mike Tomlin's job. I'm just not so sure he's very good at it from the quarterback standpoint.
And that's what I think he's admitting, Pat. Like, I think that he's admitting that I'm going to remove myself from the situation and I want the veteran quarterback to kind of handle things. And that's why Russell Wilson is the guy. Like, he doesn't want to have to go through a young quarterback, developing quarterback situation, trying to figure that out alongside trying to win games and try to make playoff runs.
He's also got a proven offensive coordinator that's been a head coach to lean on as well in this process. Last year he had Matt Canada. So I think a step back not only for Russell Wilson to be the guy, but for Arthur Smith to make the decisions on a daily basis as to who's going to give them the best chance to win. So I think that's why they went that direction with a proven offensive coordinator, someone that's got experience, been a head coach. And I think that's probably lost in the equation here is Arthur Smith's input. I think he's going to have a lot of autonomy with this offense. I think he's the head coach of the offense. And I think that was a directive.
I'm sure that's the case. I do wonder, and hi, Pat.
Hi.
I do wonder how many times Justin Fields pulls the ball on a read option and scoots around the edge, though. You are away from saying, you know what? He gives us more opportunity to get creative, to have the quarterback run game be a part of this thing.
You mean in preseason?
I'm talking about how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop here? Like, how many plays does Justin Fields have to make training camp, preseason, what have you, before Arthur Smith goes, hey, I know we trust Russ, but I'm having a hard time not wanting to play this Justin Fields kid.
That doesn't mean you don't have to play him.
Make him the starter.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be enough. I don't think being a glorified running back.
Well, but he's making throws, too. I'm just saying that's part of it.
Right. But do you trust him to make those throws in a game and pull it down in the game and throw the ball down the field? Like, I trust Russ. Like, he's not going to put it into harm's way. But Justin Fields may get erratic, and things happen fast. I don't know if there's anything that Fields can do in this moment to get that starting spot just based off of his characteristics and him being dynamic that way.
I expect him to pull the ball and run around the edge. That's an expectation. That's not even like, I'm not going to be surprised when that happens.
You say that, but Tomlin said he's surprised by his athleticism.
I think that's training camp fodder. You see him in person. That's different.
Yeah.
But you expect him to run. I mean, you watched it for 3 years in Chicago. So I think what Doug said yesterday rung true with me.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, absolutely. While I was playing 100 holes of golf, I was listening.
We
to
do
you.
Have to get into that at some point.
I'm exhausted today. But anyhow, 8 for 10. Like, it can't be, you know, 4 for 9 and a near pick, but he rushes for 50 yards and a touchdown, and everyone's like, whoa, we got ourselves a weapon. It's got to be the consistency, and especially if this Ayuk thing comes to fruition. I mean, you got weapons now. You've got two bona fide all-pro level receivers. One that's proven it, one that has the potential. And you got to be able to play from the pocket and deliver the ball. It's been proven in the NFL. Look at Lamar Jackson. You're going to hit your head on the AFC champion. You've got to be able to throw the ball consistently to win. And you got to be able to do it with explosive plays, but also you got to move the sticks and sustain drives. And Justin Fields, to this point in his career, in regular season professional football, has been inconsistent at best. The potential there is almost unlimited if he's able to get consistent, which is a big if. It's a big if.
Well, and that's why I think, Doran, you used the perfect word. They trust Russell Wilson.
Right.
You know what you're getting. You've seen him have one bad year, frankly. One bad year. And last year, people knock him. If he did that here in Pittsburgh, he would have been by far the best that they've had since Ben, and they may well beat the Bills in a playoff game. So I understand all that. I'm just wondering how long it would take and what Justin would need to do to earn trust. because the ceiling is so high, as we've talked about.
I don't even think that they're even in the mindset to entertain that right now. That's just my opinion.
This is all about Russ. This is about what Russ does or doesn't do.
Yeah, but I think, and I'm not saying I even disagree with any of that. I just think you have to have an open mind, and you have to allow for your mind to be changed. Like, Doran, you probably didn't want to like me when we first sat down to start to do a show. Oh, dang. This guy sucks.
I just think they can have an open mind, and like, they may get closer together in terms of the separation, but it's going to be about what Russ doesn't do or his lack of production that allows Justin Fields to play, regardless of what he does in the preseason, regardless of what he does in practice. However, I liken it this way, and I hate to use this analogy, but it's like, the finger might be on the trigger a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might have the gun out of the holster, if you will. But it's not fully saddled and just you're not going to touch it, right? I mean, they think they can win. They feel like they can win now. And if Russ isn't getting it done, they brought Justin Fields in to give them another option. And I think if and only when that happens, that's when you make the decision. You don't do it because Justin Fields practices well and has a good preseason, because we've seen good preseasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said that yesterday.
Oh, man.
We saw a perfect preseason.
Yep.
And Justin Fields, unlike Kenny Pickett, has game tape, legitimate game tape as a starting quarterback with no threat of anybody unseating him. He was in a situation where they were giving him the ball on every Sunday, and it wasn't that good. So he's got to prove, when given the opportunity, that when the bullets are really flying game day, he can play.
Russ would have to lose the job. Justin can't win the job.
I think
that makes sense.
That's a very succinct way of putting it.
Yes. Russ would Russ
that's
would
why
have to
he's
lose
always
it.
Late, because you just said what he said, but you said it way quicker.
Right, and I knew we had to get out of the segment, so I just wanted to wrap it up.
It's so true, though. I buy that. That's really well stated by you guys. They can be surprised by the athleticism of Justin Fields being even more than they thought and what they saw on tape. He could protect the ball. He could be making throws from the pocket in training camp, but you're not going to give him the opportunity unless Russell Wilson is not what you thought Russell Wilson was.
Mm-hmm. So I've seen four or five passes that people post on X during training camp. Oh, big time completion. On four of them out of the five, he gets roasted in the pocket. Whacked. When you aren't wearing a red jersey, that's different. That's a hell of a lot different, making those throws. And you start to gauge, does the guy have flinch in him? Does he look to bail because he's about to get hit? You can't ascertain that in practice. You just can't. You can't gather it. I played there. I played the position. It's totally different. It's so comfortable back there because the only chance you get hit is if someone stumbles into you by accident. But when you're in a game, man, and you know, like,
Miles Garrett is coming after
you. The eye level can come down. And when you're an athlete, it's even harder because you feel like you can bail out of there and go make a play. We saw it with Kenny. I mean, that little punch, pivot, and spin out, that's instinct. That's fight or flight. That's not something he plans to do. He didn't practice that. You know, he may practice it a little bit, but it's not something he wants to do.
Right.
But when you've got, you know, Patrick Queen flying at you and he can actually behead you, it's just different. So I caution everybody. Well, I think Justin Fields has a high ceiling, and I would be thrilled to be where Arthur Smith is right now. Thrilled. I think he's been given a heck of a deck of cards, especially if they get Ayuk. A great deck. I wouldn't put too much stock into training camp performance outside of the things that, frankly, I expected to see, which were freak athleticism, good arm strength, and he's been consistent, which is positive. Again, the bullets aren't flying.
I have another Russ Wilson, Justin Fields question for you guys. That was really good, guys. So we're going to do that a little bit coming up next. Got to talk to Pat about Brandon Ayuk. And then Pat golfed 100 holes yesterday, which if I did that, it would lead to divorce. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You can tweet us any questions for Pat and Doran. Probably not me. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You. Oh, the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Pat Bostick with us until 9 o'clock. There's some Sidney Crosby news out there from Rob Rossi we'll get to in a little bit regarding his contract. The contract is not done. If it were, we would drop everything and we would talk about that. Bostick, you golfed 100 holes yesterday?
We did. We teed off at 6:25 and got done at 8:45.
You did that in an hour and a half?
P.M., brother.
I know.
And that would have been 2 hours and 20 minutes for those.
Did you play?
Carts, right?
Carts.
Okay.
We start off doing alternate shot. So you get like 36, 54 holes in pretty quickly. And then we did a scramble, two scrambles. We tried to, break 50 from the red tees like Bryson did.
Mm-hmm.
Did not succeed in that, but had a great time. And then we played our own ball for 36 holes. We played 109 holes yesterday.
What hurts the most?
It'd be easier to tell you what doesn't hurt at this point. But no, I think I actually feel decent. Now the older fellas in my group, I think we're probably struggling a little bit today.
Yeah.
But Pomp sent the KDKA folks out, which was very nice of him. And it's all for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. My one of my best buddies, Bruce, his daughter Meredith, who's going to Pitt now, had neuroblastoma at 3 years old.
Jeez.
And was, in the hospital, and Bruce would sleep there every night, and she was at Children's and beat it, but it's for survivorship, so it's for the families and kids that they're going to have to deal with that for the rest of their life. There's going to be implications that they don't know about even now. She's 18 years old.
Wow.
And so we'll raise over $35,000. For that, we raised $36,000 last year, so well over $200,000 for the several years we've been doing it. So, Children's Hospital is just a phenomenal place, and Bruce puts it on, and we have a ball doing it. So, fortunately, it wasn't as hot yesterday as it was Tuesday.
Yeah, you got no inkling that you were even in the sun yesterday.
No, it was...
No burn, no tan, nothing.
It was it was a lot of fun.
That's fantastic.
So, is it the groin? Groin hurt?
Probably his hands.
Hands hurt a little bit.
A little raw? Or is it just like the arthritic kind of feel?
Like sore? Just like, just, you know, the...
Like whenever you used to
calluses,
throw.
The calluses, the little Nicholas Harry calluses on my hands are a little sore.
Yeah, that, for me, if I played that much, it wouldn't be, because you're wearing gloves. It's not like you're going to get, I guess, yeah.
You wear one glove. Unless you wear two gloves.
No, I'm like Kurt Warner. I wear two at all times.
You wear two gloves.
You hurt your back walking yesterday. You got on a walk. What are you
5 minutes
about?
Into my walk yesterday. I was supposed to have a spine appointment today. I had to cancel it. My daughter's in a show. Kids. And I canceled it 5 minutes into a level walk yesterday, and my back was screaming so hard I thought I might cry.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's
no good, man.
Tough life for me.
Want to reschedule that appointment.
Well, yeah, and I made the mistake. My wife killed me because I canceled it without rescheduling it, because I canceled online, and you have to call to reschedule. They don't charge you. It's just a pain in that butt whenever you got to reschedule, and... I called back in yesterday, and it's going to be like 4 months.
Oh, man.
So I had to get on a cancel list. So you're going to hear me bitch about the back a whole heck of a lot, Doran.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have one of those little arch supporters on his chair.
Mm-hmm. Back brace.
When I was a kid, because I have kyphosis, it means I have a curved spine at the top. I look like Quasimodo, the Hunchback of Notre Dame. My other doctor called it bamboo spine. That's neither here nor there. When I was a kid... They said...
Kyphosis.
It's kyphosis.
That would be an ailment that you would absolutely have.
Yeah. They said, we want to put rods by your spine. This is when I was like 12. And my parents were like, yeah, that's... Just let them be bent.
You got that way just from just living.
Yeah, I didn't play anything.
Nothing, yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah,
I think it was the punting.
Turning back on it, I would have probably gotten the rods in so that I don't have to deal with it now. But at 12, you don't want them... Fusing things to your spine.
Right.
No. Yeah. No, I think that would be tough.
Yeah. What were we going to talk about? Oh, Russell Wilson. So you guys both talked about the fact that Russ would have to lose the job. In addition to Justin Fields showing his worth, he can't do that, Russ, in the preseason, right? Like, he can't lose his job if he goes and plays preseason game 2 for a half, preseason game 3 for like 2 series. He can't lose the job by being awful in those 2 moments, right? It would have to be at some point during the regular season you're losing games because of his play.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. Okay. Yeah, I don't think he could lose a job in preseason. I definitely don't think that Justin could win it. So either way you go. Now you'll feel better if he plays well.
Russ isn't going to play enough to lose it in preseason.
That's probably true too.
Yeah,
and he hasn't played half the camp. He hasn't even practiced, so he's fine.
He took 12 snaps in 11-on-11 the other day, and I think he handed off like 7 of them.
Yes,
that's not a lot.
That's all you're
gonna get. It's a long season, man. Like it is just a long season, and for a guy that's been through it, you know, it's just not necessary for him to. I don't think that they wanted him to get to tweak a calf pushing a sled. But I do think this was part of the plan, mm-hmm. to get Justin reps early and to phase Russ in an intentional but strategic way.
Well, and the way that you can, we've talked about trust being the word, he can play his way, Justin can. He can give them trust in him enough so that if bleep goes awry in the regular season, you feel confident enough handing him the reins.
Yeah, again, I think he can make the leash shorter.
Right, right.
With his performance and his play in preseason and otherwise. I also think that, again, you talk about creativity and flexibility. I think he can play his way into a role in this offense.
Yep.
I really do. And I think Russ is comfortable enough in his skin to deal with it. I think that Arthur Smith has experienced having quarterbacks like that. Mariota, that can run a little bit. So he's got that in his arsenal. I absolutely feel like whether it's a red zone or third and short or short yardage package where he can move the chains and run, give you an element that you don't want to expose Russ to, I think that can be a part of a winning formula. I absolutely do.
I want to ask you about Brandon Ayuk and how transformative an Ayuk acquisition might be for this team. We'll do that. A lot still left with Pat Bostic. He's with us until 9 o'clock. I'll just throw this out there. The Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Simple question. Are the Pirates cooked? One word, Pat. Are the Pirates cooked?
No.
Whoa!
They're...
You came... I didn't want to do this, but you came up. I was just reading the thing. You came all up in here all pissed off about the Pirates and crushing the manager.
I was pissed off. I don't think they. I don't think they're cooked, though. I think they're baking at the moment.
You guys are nerds. Like,
oh, we're nerds.
Well, don't worry.
Yeah, we have kyphosis.
Yeah, kyphosis. You know?
Are you going to make fun of my disability?
No, it's not a disability. You're clearly very abled. I don't think that they're cooked yet. I don't. I don't think they'll. I think it's hard for them to be cooked with Keller, Skeens, and if Jones comes back. Like, they're going to hover around 500. But are they a playoff team right now? Hell no.
Well, then they're cooked. I asked Dorn. He said they're simmering. I asked you. You say they're baking.
Simmering.
Simmering.
Is there a nice sear on either side?
Nice sear.
Yeah.
It's simmering in the pot. Like, you know, like the stew. Like, you put it in the crock pot.
I understand, yeah.
Yeah, and then it takes like 4 hours.
I just wish they made better decisions.
Nerds.
Yeah. Give themselves a chance to win.
Callus, are they cooked?
Well, Adam, they're sous-viding right now.
Yeah. Just put them in the air fryer.
No, I do like food, and I think cooking...
Are they cooked?
Cooking of the Pirates, though, is not delicious. That's my take.
I don't know what that means.
We're not talking about how it tastes. Are they cooked, Callus?
Listen, it's not delicious, okay? That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Right now, they stink. They're playing bad baseball right now.
So you're saying that they're cooked, but it doesn't taste good?
Yeah, we're not talking about eating the Pirates.
Not right getting now. In the middle of this is what I was trying to do there. Look at Callus.
Callus is like assessing this as if it's like a six-pack of wings outside the studio. He's like, oh, I don't think that would taste good.
You know what? I wish they wouldn't be cooked. I wish they would be baked like a cake. And there'd be a bunch of sugar in them, baking. And I'd be happy because they taste real sweet. There.
Oh, my gosh.
This one off the rails. Let's go to break.
Bostic on Ayuk coming up next. Still smarting over here after the insults about my back. About my kyphosis. Pat Bostic making fun of my...
My
malady.
You slandered me that... You know, I'm late because Doran says things more, with more concision than me.
You do that a lot.
Is concision a word?
Do what?
Crowley does that a lot. He'll just like he'll insult people and he'll start, you know, a bunch of crap, and then he'll just be insulted when he feels offended.
Yeah, he plays victim.
Yeah, well, it's
he called us nerds, like literally to our
face.
Listen,
I sympathize with your kyphosis.
Thank you,
but you seem to be doing just fine. Got a wonderful family. You allow strangers to come to your front door and sell you windows and security systems and
ain't no stranger selling me security systems.
Guardian, baby.
Only our great friends whom we know very well at Guardian Protection. Those are the people who sell us
the
security
best.
Systems.
The best.
Simply the best.
Concision, by the way, is a noun that means to stir up, excite, or agitate. It does not mean to be concise, just FYI.
Concision, really?
Yeah. Yeah, you used the word incorrectly. And I don't think you can deny that you're always late.
I am.
We love you anyhow, Pat. All right, let's
the
ask
quality
you.
Or state of being concise. Concision.
He probably spelled it wrong.
I did. I spelled it concitation, and I was hoping neither of you guys would catch it. That is...
Like I said...
Point Doran.
Doran, like I said Saturday, Doran. I point actually me, and... When you have a 2-4 average at a glorified community college, this is what you get.
13th grade.
2-6.
Wrong again.
Just real quick. So I did go to the nice pit event that you guys had.
Yeah, you were great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Did you happen to notice that I left immediately after I was on stage?
I did, but I will say this. You represented the station very well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
There was an element of corporate that I didn't realize you had. And I was impressed. I don't know if you were put up to it. I don't think you were. I think it was from the heart.
Well, I love you guys.
It was a great, great...
Love you too.
You know, love you too. Love you. I think Spac and Craig should be proud.
Was there scuttlebutt? Was there...
No, everyone loved it, especially the shirt you wore under the
Beat Penn State shirt.
Yes.
So people were talked, people were happy?
Yes.
They weren't upset? Okay, good. All right, very good. Would the Steelers, just apropos of nothing now, would the Steelers be a Super Bowl contender with Brandon Ayuk, with Russ at quarterback?
They would move closer to being one. I'm not going to say they are one. I think they're a contender to win more than one playoff game, absolutely.
Where is their holes on offense if that happens?
Listen, they still have, and I've said this so many times, at best, they have the third best quarterback in the AFC North and the fifth or sixth best quarterback in the AFC. It's a tough road to hoe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really tough road to hoe. I don't care who you have at receiver. I mean, Burrow has done nothing since 21 with the best receiving core in the NFL. Now, he's been hurt, but Chase, Higgins, Boyd is pretty darn good. I mean, you got to beat Mahomes, Allen, Herbert, Jackson. It's a tough road to hoe. The kid down at Houston's pretty damn good, C.J. Stroud.
That's why it's a team game, Pat.
I understand that, but it's a quarterback-driven game. It absolutely is.
So you give your quarterback the tools.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes has had different tools.
No, I understand that, but can, by surrounding a competent quarterback, which we all agree that Russ Wilson is, with legitimate explosive tools, can you bring your offense to a point where it can get you not on par, but near the level of offenses that you're competing against?
Yeah,
because it's
Jimmy
all
Garoppolo.
About
if you're asking,
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Say, well, I would actually go further. I would go Brock Purdy.
Yes.
But I would say this. They're also, now, again, Arthur Smith makes them a better, more of a Super Bowl contender. Arthur Smith with Brandon Ayuk and George Pickens may move closer. It's hard for me to say they're in the top five in the AFC, though.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to say that.
What about division?
Yeah, they're right. Are they a better, now they've beaten Baltimore to a pulp, but are they a better team than Baltimore? With Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson? Are they a better overall team than Cleveland? Maybe. I think they're better than Cincinnati. But I don't think Russell Wilson's better than Joe Burrow. So I think it puts them in the mix.
It gives them a shot.
It gives them a shot. And if they get hot and play well, they have their chances of making it to February are much more legitimate. But I doubt it would make them I've seen power rankings are 19th. I don't think it puts them in the top 10 teams in the NFL.
See,
I would handicap at this point. I wouldn't handicap them over Philly. I wouldn't handicap them over San Francisco. Certainly not Kansas City. Certainly not Houston. I mean, you start to add the teams up and it's like you're moving up in the pack. You need some people to trip. You can't trip.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you're there. Could they do it? Absolutely. Are they more equipped to do it? Absolutely. Like, I think Omar Khan has done an unbelievable job. If they get Ayuk, now two first-round picks?
I don't buy that at all.
I don't either.
But if I'm San Francisco...
Where did that come from?
If I'm San Francisco, I'm not trading him for nothing.
It depends on how untenable the situation is there. They might not have a choice in their mind.
Only reason why I don't believe the two first-round picks, because if I give a call to John Lynch and I'm Omar Khan, he says I want two first-round picks in March, and then the draft goes, and then we're still talking. I still want two first-round picks. All right, click.
Yeah.
Like, we're not getting anywhere. So I'm not going to give that up.
So do you give up Alex Highsmith?
I don't think they have to. I think they just need to wait it out. I don't think it needs to be a deal that would be better than Cleveland's, a deal that would be better than New England's, a deal that's better than a mystery
team.
Well,
the guy's being hard to work with, too. Ayuk.
I know, and I think that's what gives the Steelers leverage here, is that they don't want to deal with him anymore.
They gave him that leverage to be hard to work with. Like, they didn't have to let him go explore and talk to teams.
Right. I think they've butchered it from that standpoint.
Right. Like, that's why he's hard to work with, because he's like, I could be my own agent while having an agent.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right, but just because he wants to play somewhere, doesn't want to play somewhere, does he have to sign off on the trade?
Absolutely. Because no one's going to trade for him unless they can know that they're going to get pen to paper on a contract.
That's a good point. I don't know. I don't think that. I think it gives them a bona fide number one receiver, like proven number one receiver. But again, how much of him, and this is the doubt that creeps into my, how much of him is that offense, Deebo Samuel,
sure,
George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey?
Follow me here, because this is maybe me being optimistic, but you would have the number one and number two wide receivers in all of football last year in terms of yards per catch.
Right.
I don't know that they want to change their stripes. They want to run the football. Well, when I got two guys that led the league in yards per catch, What are my safeties doing?
Well, both those teams run the football incredibly well, which allows them to get one-on-one matchups, take shots down the field.
And the numbers of yards per catch are inflated because, I mean, I've been watching a ton of Brandon Ayuk highlights, and I do have to admit this. His route running is outstanding, but he is open a ton, and that's not all because of him.
Well, you say, like, how much is he a product of the system, right, of the San Francisco system?
Yep.
You can't envision the Steelers being San Francisco light with him. I mean, what you got Pat Freiermuth, Kittle, you got the running backs, and then you got George. And then you have the offensive line.
I do.
Brock Purdy and Russ.
I do. Pat Freiermuth isn't close to being George Kittle at this point.
Light.
Okay, very light. Warren and Harris are not Christian McCaffrey.
Light.
Their offensive line is the best in football. Maybe light, okay. They don't have Deebo Samuel. They don't have anyone that resembles Deebo Samuel. He is a wild card. He is a, like...
Yes, they do.
Who?
Cordell Patterson.
He's 50. Like,
I heard yesterday they don't even know if he might not play.
Cordell Patterson?
I mean, yeah.
You know, he's 50. He's been in the league since I graduated college. I mean, I love he's a great player, great special teams player. But they'd have to put it all together. I love the pickup. I'm curious to see, like, it's a verbal agreement. What's agreed upon? What are you sending out there?
We talked about this earlier.
Because here's the deal. Like, if this doesn't work with Russ or Justin, you got to draft a quarterback.
I think here's the thing. Do any of us see it not working to the point where you're picking in the top 10?
No.
And then now you're back in the Kenny situation all over again. And I haven't studied up enough on this year's crop of quarterbacks, and it's going to change. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but you're getting towards the end of your, like, rope with some of these older guys that are, like, are you going to pay Cam Hayward?
I'm starting to think no on that, by the way.
You're going to pay Cam Hayward? Like, how much? He's got to prove that he can be available. Like, they've got some tough decisions to make. I think they've positioned themselves very well for this year. Are they a Super Bowl contender, like top 5, top 10? I don't think so. But with Ayuk, they're a darn good team. They're going to have to win some close ball games against really good teams, divisionally and otherwise.
Schedule's tough. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I don't want it to get lost. The most important thing we talked about in that segment is that the Pitt people like me.
They do.
I just want to throw
that one
back in there.
It was hard to even get them to boo you.
Barely any boos.
No, none.
Not even a smattering.
Nope.
That's because everyone was having a good time.
I booed.
Not even my presence could derail that event on Saturday night. Pat, this was fun, man. Thanks for joining
us. Enjoyed it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Pat.
Getting the cold tub today.
Yeah.
I'll try.
Skyphosis.
Ice bath.
You might have skyphosis now.
Kyphosis.
It's Kai. Thank you, Pat.
It is.
Kyphosis.
I think it's a made-up word. But,
concision.
Okay.
An old wooden ship.
Diversity. KYPH.
Oh, my
gosh. Osis.
Skyphosis.
All right, coming up next. Thank you, Pat. More on the Brandon Ayuk to the Steelers trade situation and the absolute latest on where the Penguins stand with Sidney Crosby. There's new information, Dickerson.
Nice.
Yeah. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy summer drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 84.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.